Leaders are influencers, and it's nearly impossible to maximize your influence when you're being dragged down and distracted by crippling anxiety, overwhelming stress, and private doubts and fears. We're unlocking the secrets to being fully present, expanding our potential, and growing our wisdom. Welcome to the Calm and Confident Leader Podcast with your host, Jason Stonehouse. Jason is the founder and lead coach at Life in Process. He helps professionals and leaders conquer anxiety and fear so they can maximize their potential. And now, grab something to write with and engage in today's episode.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It's Jason, and I want to welcome you to the Calm and Confident Leader. There has been so many developments over these past few months, actually since our last episode. So I do want to apologize for leaving you hanging, and I believe you're going to quickly see a lot of valuable content is going to be flowing out of this season that you and I were not able to talk as much as we normally can. So, and hopefully we'll see a lot more regularity to these episodes. I hope they're of value to you. I know I really enjoy being able to share this content with you, but probably the biggest news is after some very significant, uncontrollable delays, the Calm and Confident Leader book should be releasing in the next few weeks. So I'll be honest, I have been so frustrated that I have not been able to put this in your hands sooner, but I hope it's well worth the wait, and that will be coming here real soon once we get through a couple of the hurdles with some of the publishers that we've been dealing with. So, second update is something I'm very, very proud of, Self-Care for Busy Leaders. That is an online course. It's going to be releasing in January 2023. So depending on when you're listening to this, it may be already out. Or if you are listening to it right around when we release this podcast, then you've just got a few weeks to wait. But this is going to be January 2023 is the perfect time to capitalize on fresh starts and new beginnings. And so, and I'll tell you this, the biggest issue that I've encountered in working with leaders is that we tend to do a really poor job on caring for ourselves. And so I developed a 10-module course, 10 modules that is packed with teaching videos, a ton of our best tools, and a very doable process for self-care. And what I mean by a very doable process is, look, you and I are leaders. We work in our families, we have social lives, we have very demanding careers, and we just don't often have a lot of time. And we use this as an excuse to not take care of ourselves. And this is why we have an epidemic of burnout and people quitting, resigning. It's just a mess. And it's because you and I as leaders don't do a good job of caring for ourselves. Now, what I mean by caring for yourself, we're gonna talk about in today's episode, because I want to begin to whet your appetite for what we're gonna do in this course. But the thing that I think you should know about the Calm and Confident Leader and about this course, Self-Care for Busy Leaders, is that our view of self-care is not simply exercise, eating right, and meditation. We actually, in this course, look at four critical categories, and we propose the concept that if all four categories are not addressed consistently, we set ourselves up for burnout and toxic relationships. And I'm not so much talking about toxic relationships with others, but we become the toxic person or the toxic leader, the toxic relator, because we are not dealing with ourselves in a healthy way. So in today's episode, what I want to do is I want to walk you through these four areas, and I want to actually give you a little preview of the new course. Now, I also want you to know I am actually pricing this course at about 20% of what all the experts and marketing people insist that I should be charging. And the reason I'm doing this is because I want to make it accessible to everyone. everyone, every leader, no matter at the basic level or at the CEO level, I want you to be able to have access to this. So I want you to know this is an incredibly valuable course that's probably worth, four or five times what you're going to have to pay for it. So I think it's going to be awesome. It's going to give you all the secrets on developing an intentional plan. It is a revolutionary concept on how to manage your time. We're going to talk about managing your stress. We're going to talk about preventing burnout. And we are going to be building true holistic health in every area of your life. I am so excited about this course, and I want you to go through it. And the nice thing is, once it releases and you purchase access, you're going to have access to that course from here on out. So you'll be able to watch all the videos as many times as you want to. You'll have all the tools that will be included. You'll be able to download notes. You'll be able to download homework assignments and projects that will give you everything you need to put in place a sustainable self-care plan for a busy leader. And so that's my best pitch I can give you as far as an advertisement. And now let me give you some of the content from the course as we talk about the four areas of self-care. The four areas of self-care. Are you ready? All right, here you go. Write these down. First one is this: EQ, or otherwise known as emotional intelligence. The first area of self-care, EQ. I'm going to talk about these all in a little more depth here in just a second. So EQ is number one. Number two is our mindset. If we are not fostering and building into our mindset, it's going to give us trouble. Relationships is number three. And body, our physical health, is number four. So EQ, mindset, relationships, and our bodies. And I want you to hear me here. This is not pick and choose which ones you're most comfortable with. I have a couple clients right now who are like, I don't really like this emotional stuff. Like, I want to stay with the mindset. And the reality is, if we're not dealing with our emotions, if we're not dealing with our relationships, if we're not dealing with our physical body, then we can have the greatest mindset in the world, but we will quickly fall apart. So we need all four areas of self-care. And these, I think, are four areas that are not talked about in a lot of the literature that it's around self-care, because most of self-care seems to talk about getting a massage or going to the gym or eating right. And those are parts of it, but it's only one aspect, and it's the aspect of our bodies. And that's where most of our self-care tends to focus on. But if we're not dealing with our EQ, for example, well, then anxiety and stress can run rampant in us. And I'll just tell you from personal experience, having dealt with anxiety for 7-8 years of my life, probably longer, but in a more severe way, 7-8 years of my life, is that it affects your relationships. In fact, I've lost many really, really great relationships because of my anxiety and stress and not knowing how to handle my emotions appropriately. It's affected my body. It affected my mindset. Fear began dominating my life. I became very limited in what I could do, all because of not dealing with EQ, not dealing with that emotional health, not understanding how to manage anxiety, manage stress, and do so in a healthy manner. So I'm just telling you, that's just one of the four areas, but I want to show you how each of those four areas, that if you don't foster and build into that area on a regular, consistent basis, you will have trouble in the other areas. So through a lot of research and a lot of study, I've really discovered that these four areas are the key areas that we have to continually monitor and build into, invest in, so that we have health. And in the course, you are going to be able to develop your own plan. I'm going to walk you through it step by step, and we're going to talk about those four areas. How do we monitor them? How do we assess what's going on? And I've spent a lot of time teaching over these last 4 or 5 months, which is why there haven't been a lot of podcast episodes, because I've been putting all that content into video form. So let's go through these four areas, just high level. But just to give you a little bit of greater depth in each of the four areas, and then that will set you up for the Self-Care for Busy Leaders course, which I hopefully you can pick up here in very, very soon. Okay, so EQ, emotional health, is the ability to understand, to use, and to manage your own emotions in positive ways to relieve stress, communicate effectively, empathize with others, and overcome challenges and diffuse conflict. That's a lot, right? Yeah, that's what emotional health brings you. You can understand your emotions, so you understand what you're feeling. You're able to use that emotion and also be able to alter that emotion if it is a undesirable emotion, and manage that emotion, and that's what we mean by being able to make adjustments where necessary, in very positive ways so that you have the skills you need to relieve your stress, so that you can communicate effectively what's happening inside of you, vulnerably, transparently. You can empathize with others. So when others are dealing with things, you're like, I get it. And you're able to actually come alongside other people, understand what they're feeling, and be able to empathize, and then overcome the challenges that you're going to face, because we all face challenges, and diffuse conflict. Because I'll tell you, so much of our conflicts come because of poorly managed emotions or emotional unhealth. And when you have emotional unhealth, conflict is just waiting to take you down. And so all of that lies in this concept of EQ, or our emotional health. So when you're developing a self-care routine, part of your self-care rhythms must include the development and the ongoing health of your emotions. Let me say that again. Part of your self-care rhythms must include the development and the ongoing health of your emotions. All right. So that's the EQ, the emotional health aspect of our four aspects of self-care. The second one is our mindset. Now, here's how I define mindset. Mindset is a set of beliefs that shape how you make sense of the world and yourself. It influences, your mindset influences how you think, how you feel, and how you behave. Now, you're starting to see already in what I just said on that definition, how it starts to overlap in the EQ area, right? So your mindset is actually shaping how you are feeling. In fact, it's our interpretation of events and activities that come our way that actually affect the emotions that we feel. The emotions that are exhibited, the reactions that we have, are very much based on our interpretations of the events that come into our lives. So mindset really becomes this foundational piece that fuels everything else that we do. So one of the things I like to say to my clients is our behaviors are built on our beliefs. Now, we're not talking here about religious beliefs, although that may be a piece of it. What I'm talking about here are core beliefs, these core mindsets that most of the time you're not even paying attention to. They operate behind the scenes. An author by the name of John Acuff has a book out called Soundtracks, which I highly recommend. And he talks about this idea of these mindsets, or these core beliefs, being like soundtracks in the background of our mind, that they kind of play, you don't really notice them, but they're there and they shape everything else in your life. And so mindset becomes a really, really critical piece. It's the how we make sense of the world around us, but also how we make sense of ourself. And it has a huge influence on us. So when we think about building self-care, we got to think about that a part of our self-care rhythms must include the monitoring, the assessing, and the shaping of your mindset. And I guarantee you, because I've done this with every single client I've worked with, I guarantee you there are a number of mindsets that you are completely blind to that are running your life right now. and you actually don't even, you're not even aware of what they are. I know, it's scary when you think about it, because that's what I've realized about my own life, and that's what I realize with every client. And I take my clients through this process where we uncover these mindsets. Many of them have been there since we were young, and they are still running our show. They're still running our lives, and we've got to pay attention to those. I actually have a guest coming on here in a few weeks who she's got an amazing book, and she's going to walk us through some of these things and what really is behind a lot of our activity and our emotion. So we'll talk about that at another time. So mindset is number two. So emotional health, EQ, and then mindset, number two. Then number three is relationships. And here's how I define relationships. Relationships are the connections that we have with other humans where we engage and we interact, here it is again, from the place of our EQ, our mindsets, and our baggage. Let me say that again. Relationships are the connections we have with other humans where we engage and interact from our EQ, our mindsets, and our baggage. And so relationships are not a solo thing. Obviously, we're in relationship, but what I mean is they're so connected to our emotions. Your ability to be relationally healthy is directly connected to your ability to be emotionally healthy. Your ability to be a positive influence, to leave a legacy, to even have any sort of healthy relationship is directly related to how you think. Your core beliefs drive what is important to you. Your core beliefs, your mindsets drive what make you angry, what make you frustrated, what makes you want to walk away from certain people and want to gravitate towards other people. It comes from your mindset. And then the other thing that we often don't even pay attention to is that we all have relational baggage. We've all been hurt. We've all trusted people who have let us down. We have all been through all kinds of different relational harm, toxicity, and all this from other people, that much of it has been unprocessed. And when you deal with unprocessed baggage, it tends to show up in anxiety, in fear, in bad relational patterns, in poor boundaries. All of these things come in. And so the issue is not do you or do you not have baggage, but because we all have baggage, the issue comes into, is it processed baggage or unprocessed baggage? And when you have unprocessed baggage, meaning you haven't worked through it, whether it be with a coach or a therapist or a really good skilled friend, if you've not worked through your baggage, you're going to run into trouble, because it's going to find itself, it seeps its way into all of your relationships and causes all kinds of negative outcomes. And so we need to pay attention to our relationships. So part of your self-care rhythms must include reflecting on and then investing in your relationships and your relational skills. Part of your self-care rhythms must include reflecting on and investing in your relationships and your relational skills. All right. So we've got our first three of the self-care areas, right? There are four areas of self-care. We got EQ, emotional health, our mindset, number two, number three, relationships, and then number four, which is where I'm going to do it last, because it tends to be where everybody starts with self-care, and that is our body. So here's the way I would define our body. It is the physical whole where our emotions are experienced and helped or harmed based on our health levels. So you and I know this, right? When you go without sleep for a period of time, it's going to affect your ability emotionally. It's going to affect your ability to think clearly and be guided by your values or emotions, or your beliefs, and it's going to affect those relationships, right? I do a fair amount of work with couples who are in conflict or are struggling. And one of the things we often find when we're working with couples is that a lot of the really knock down, drag them out kind of fights are happening after 10 o'clock at night. Why? Because physically we're worn down by that point. Physically, our bodies are not able to be at their best. And so our emotions are not operating at their prime level. And obviously our relationships, our ability to manage conflict and all of that is not at a healthy place because our bodies are worn down. So what I want you to see is that we are so connected. Our bodies are shaping our relationships. Our bodies are affecting our emotions. Our bodies are affecting our ability to think clearly and our mindsets and our values and our core beliefs. All of those things are housed in our bodies. So if we aren't taking care of our physical bodies, then yes, it's going to affect all those other areas. This is why at the Calm and Confident Leader, we are looking at self-care in a much more holistic way than most of the stuff that's out there, most of the stuff that is the content that is generated around self-care. So part of your self-care rhythms must include building health into your body. And obviously that means we come into areas like how we're eating, how much sleep we're getting, our exercise patterns, how we choose to exercise, what really works for us. And that's the other thing I think before I kind of bring this to a close, is self-care is a very, well, you know what, let me finish up the four things and then I want to share this with you because I think this is really, really key. When we don't bring health in all four areas, we actually hurt the quote-unquote healthy areas. Okay, so this isn't the thing I was going to tell you. I'm going to tell you that in a minute. But I know, it's a little confusing. But what I want to say about the four areas is that when you are not intentional, and that is a key word here, when you are not intentional in bringing health into all four areas, what you will do is you will actually hurt the healthy areas. So I've had seasons of my life where my body, I did not care about it. I didn't spend much time on it. I lived a lot of my life in my head, so I didn't really see a lot of value in a lot of that. So I tended to spend more time on my mindset. I even tried to spend more time on my relationships, but I neglected my body and it came back to bite me because I really was not able to sustain the pace and the stress that I was dealing with because I just neglected my body. And so when we are not focused, when we're not bringing health into all four areas where we're just saying, oh, I'm just going to use these three areas, or I'm just going to focus on these two areas because these are the ones I'm most comfortable with. These are the ones that I know how to do, help bring self-care into. We're actually going to hurt the so-called healthy areas of our life, the areas that are going well, the areas that we are spending more time on the self-care. Now, before we wrap up, I want to share with you this critical, critical piece of self-care. And that is that self-care for any leader, really any person, is a very personal and must be personalized in order to be effective. This is why I chose to do a course as opposed to some other format of communicating self-care with you. Because in a course, what we can do is we can teach and then you can apply and you can customize. You can take what you're learning on the course on that particular module. And again, there's 10 modules plus some bonuses that I'm working on that are going to be included in there. But you have 10 modules, so you can go through that course as many times or that module as many times as you need to. And then you can apply using the tools, using the activities, using the questions. You're going to then be able to shape what works for you. because there is no one size fits all. I know there's a lot of people like, oh, you need to only work 4 hours a week, and oh, you need to sleep this many hours, and you need to get up, and you know, you need to have these miracle mornings, and you need to work. You know, some of us, let's be honest, your morning is not your best time. Your morning is not your most productive time. And so trying to fit yourself into what everybody else tells you you need to do for proper self-care is actually damaging some of you. So this is why this is what I don't want you to miss, and this is why I chose to do this course, is because I want you to be able to personalize to what works for you. So I'll just give you a quick example. For me, I hate the gym. I don't want to go to the gym. I know there's people out there who love the gym, and they're like, Jason, how could you hate the gym? I would much rather play basketball. I would much rather go for a walk in the woods. I would much rather do other things that will give me the same payoff of being in the gym, but without having to just, to me, the gym is boring. To me, the gym is just monotonous, and I just don't find a lot of value in it. No, that's not to say I don't have seasons where I might choose to work out in a gym for a period of time. But for me, my self-care regular consistent rhythms are likely not going to include a gym. I'm going to choose other avenues to get that same exercise and that same payoff. So that's just one example in 100 areas where we need to personalize and customize our self-care. And you're going to have all the tools you need to do that inside our Self-Care for Busy Leaders course. So anyway, I just wanted to at least introduce those four areas. If you don't have the ability to start taking the course now, you can start to work on those four areas, start to pay attention to them, and you'll at least get on the right path to moving in a direction towards true self-care. And also, I do want to remind you, calmconfidentleader.com. That is our website, calmconfidentleader.com, all one word, is our website. I would love to have you check it out. We're redoing everything. So if depending on when you listen to this, you'll probably be able to log on and see all kinds of exciting things that are happening over at calmconfidentleader.com. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast. And like I said, January 2023, we've got lots of episodes we're going to be rolling out. And I cannot wait to be able to share those with you. So make sure that you start letting other people know about the Calm Confident Leader and our podcast. And it's going to be helpful. All right. We'll talk to you again on our next episode.